Well, good morning, everybody. It is Wonderful Wednesday, January 25th, 2012. It is a great day to be alive, and I'm very excited. Today is probably one of the most important calls we might ever have, because yesterday morning, Bill and Melvin and myself got into a little bit of a mindset mastermind discussion yesterday morning. And we really started to question, you know, we get into this question of how do we really help people change their lives? You know, how do we really help people, including ourselves, lift themselves up and rise above and do the things that are necessary to make their lives and our lives better? Take the action, you know, have the faith, do the things that we need to do so that we can have more life, as Maxwell Maltz talks about in Psycho-Cybernetics, more life. That's what we're all after, more happiness, more health, more wealth, more wisdom, all these wonderful virtues that we talk about every day. And, you know, I'm excited today because I'm going to bring on both Melvin and Bill. Both of these individuals have just a tremendous storehouse and wealth of knowledge. And I want to share some ideas with everybody that I think will be very, very foundational, very, very key, very, very, very life-changing, earth-shattering, really. If these ideas, if these concepts are understood, this is really where the change happens, and it's the foundation, you know. Wanted to share before I bring these guys on the line. As I was thinking about, you know, what is the formula? You know, everyone wants to know what's the secret, what's the formula, what are the things that I could do to change my life and make my life better? And as I was thinking about the introduction to this call and the things we were going to talk about, I was reminded of a formula that I don't know if I read it somewhere or if I just came up with it the other day. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But I think it's very valid. And that formula is mindset plus skill set plus consistent and sustained action equals result. Let me repeat that. Mindset plus skill set plus consistent and sustained action equals results. Okay? But what is mindset? That's the first one on the list. This call every day, we've done this now for over 18 months. We call it a mindset call, a Think and Grow Rich call. Well, what the heck is mindset? Well, there's a metaphor that I want to share with everybody that I think will help help us all understand the importance of mindset. And then I want to get into what is mindset and bring on Bill and Melvin and really have a great discussion here. You know, there's this metaphor. If you can imagine a puzzle that has all these different pieces, okay, and if we could put this puzzle together, if we could put all these pieces together, we would have a successful life. We would have the money, the happiness, the health, the wealth, all these things. It's putting this puzzle together. And every day on this call, we talk about different pieces of the puzzle. Well, I think one of the conclusions that we came to yesterday, as Melvin and Bill and I were talking, is what if you don't have the puzzle board? What if you don't have that board to put the pieces on? Well, you can have all these pieces, and you can be trying to fit them together, but if you don't have that puzzle board to put the pieces on and actually complete the puzzle, none of the pieces will do any good. And that, my friends, is what mindset is. It's the board. It's the foundation to where if you don't have this piece right in your life, none of the other pieces will matter. And that's why, you know, I get so frustrated a lot with all of these different people out there marketing secrets and solutions and keys and all these different things. What they're doing is they're marketing all the pieces to the puzzle without giving you the foundation that will allow you to be successful. And that's why we do this call every day, because it's really a commitment, a dedication to striving to help us all have that puzzle board so that we can put all the pieces on and that the pieces will help us. So what is mindset? Just again, a real quick introduction. my friend Justin Varengia, my friend and business partner, one time we were on a call, and he said something that was very profound and very applicable to what we're talking about here. Justin said, we're all computer programmers. And that is so true. Basically, our minds, our brains are literally a computer. A computer. And we are programmers. Those brains that we have in our heads are literally filled with programming. Programming that's been put there by parents, by teachers, by people we admire, people we don't admire, advertising on television, the news, the media. There's all this programming that's been put into our heads, and we literally have these programs running in the background, whether we are aware of those programs or not. There are these programs that are running inside our heads and literally determining whether we're successful or not, whether we take action or not, whether we do the things we need to do to make the changes in our lives or not. There are these programs that are just running in the background, and that, I think, is really the crux of what we're talking about here with mindset, is what is this programming? Is it good programming? Is it bad programming? Is it empowering us, or is it disempowering us? And I would submit, and I believe that Melvin and Bill would agree with me, and we'll hear from them here quickly, shortly, that we all have programming that is just bad and false and disempowering. I just want to give you a couple of examples, and then I want to bring on Melvin and Bill and have them share some examples, and then I want to get in how do we start to change this programming and make it better so that we can have that foundation to that puzzle that we're putting together. Just a couple quick examples that I thought of in my life of some bad programming. When I was 5 years old, I remember being in kindergarten, and I must have done something that the kindergarten teacher didn't like, and I remember this vividly. My kindergarten teacher pulls me out into the hallway and says, "What is your problem?" And she chewed me out, and she said, "Do you want to grow up and be just like your dad?" Well, at that time in my life, my father was an alcoholic, and apparently my teacher knew this, and he, you know, was somebody that didn't really hold down a consistent job, okay? So here I am, a five-year-old kid, and she's belittling me and berating my father, okay? That's some bad programming there. Then I started going to school as I grew up and got into middle school and high school, more so middle school. I started to notice other kids around me had name brand clothes, and they had their parents drove nice cars, and they lived in nice homes. And for whatever reason, some programming started to creep into my mind that said, you're not as good as these other kids because your family, you live in a single parent family and you don't have money. And I remember actually when I started realizing some of this stuff or being programmed in this negative way, I would be driving around with my mom and my sister in this old car we had. It was kind of like a boat, you know, four doors and a little bit of rust on it. When I would actually duck in the back seat of the car because I didn't want the other kids at school to see me in this old car, okay? Bad programming. I mean, is it really the case that I'm not as good as other kids or that my family's not as good as other kids because we don't have money? No, that's bad programming. When I got my first job out of college, I was in an interview trying to advance, you know, at this company that I was working for, and the boss there says, "Well, Paul, what are some of your strengths?" And I said, "You know, I think one of my greatest strengths is I'm passionate." And we get to the end of the interview, and he says, "Paul, do you mind if I tell you something?" I said, "No, sure, go ahead." And he says, "You're not passionate." He goes, "You are not passionate." He goes, "Look at this other guy out here. That guy's passionate. You're not passionate." Programming, folks, okay? Just real quick, Melvin, are you on the line with me here, sir? Melvin, are you there? Hey, Melvin, are you there? Bill, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Paul.
Okay, I don't know what happened to Melvin. We'll hopefully catch him here shortly.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are, Melvin. Yes, sir.
Oh, I thought I was muted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so,
you know, what you're saying is so true. I mean, and so powerful. I'm stuttering here because I don't even know where to start with it. It's so important. It's number one.
Share with us, Melvin, if you would. I know you were sharing with Bill and I yesterday some of the programming that you had growing up. I mean, here's a guy, folks, Melvin, very successful in the home business industry and really in many walks of life. He's had insurance companies, mortgage. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. But Melvin, did you always believe in yourself? Tell us a little bit about your childhood and maybe some of the bad programming that you had growing up.
Well, my programming my mom had 13 children, and I grew up. I've spent time in what we call the projects, and prior to that, I lived in homes where we'd come home sometimes, and the furniture's in the street, and we play in the furniture and all. And I didn't know what being evicted was, and when we did move into a place, it might have been a house that's been split up into three parts, and you got three families living in there, and it was nothing to live with the rats and the roaches, you know. I can remember sitting up on top of my refrigerator, or in fact, it was called an ice box back then, and I would have a certain amount of cans or shoes up there, and I would, you know, I'm like a pilot, and I'm bombing on them, and it's all interesting. I mean, it's I guess in the biggest one would be the fact that in this country and probably throughout the world, I'm black, and so you know if you're a nigger, you really got a problem, and so I got that to overcome, and I'd be all day on this phone if I tell you the things that I had to deal with, and so it's amazing that it wasn't until I was an adult. And, I mean, this really did a lot of damage to me. I mean, it damaged me, and to the degree that I graduated from high school, I had a fourth-grade reading ability, and, you know, it's all the way around, it's everything's messed up. And I get a hold of this book. You know, it's interesting, too, that I had joined this company called Holiday Magic back then and got introduced to Think and Grow Rich. Started reading a little bit, or started hearing a little of these comments, the kind of things that you're sharing on this call. And I said, wait a minute, that's interesting. And so they were reading from this book. And so I got that book, and I couldn't read it all that good, but I struggled with it and got interested in it. And I got interested, and I started struggling with it. And I actually improved my reading and learned to read off Think and Grow Rich, because where's this stuff been? I mean, gosh, I mean, you know, I was so excited about finding that and understand that this book has been around long before I was ever born, and it made me realize that why aren't they sharing this information? You know, why don't everybody know this? And I understand too now. I understand why it's not being shared and everyone doesn't know it, because to the degree that you know this information, you get set free. And once you get set free, you can't be manipulated, you can't be used, you can't be taken advantage of any longer. And so it's powerful. Where am I today? Well, gosh, you know, you people don't want me to tell you about Melvin today. I mean, because he's handsome, he's intelligent, he's a brilliant individual. There's nothing he can't do, and you'll hear people tell you, if you start thinking of yourself that way, you're being arrogant or you're being cocky. Believe me, every one of you need to really start. I know how fantastic and unique I am. And you have a right to think that, understanding that every individual is. Even the person laying in the gutter is fantastic and unique. The problem is they don't know it. Because it's in every single human being. These seeds are there. And so when Paul speaks about the programming, and Paul speaks about we're all like computers. We are. And so what you have to do is you have to reprogram your computer. I'll give this last little thing and I'll let it go. There used to be this program that came on many years ago, Lost in Space, and there was this robot that walked around. He said, "Does not compute. Not compute." And I started doing that. I said, "Melvin, you're going to do that from here on." And so somebody would say, "Melvin, you're stupid. Does not compute. You can't do this. Does not compute." "Melvin, you're great." "Thank you. Would like more." And so I changed it to where I started, like a sifter, not allowing anybody to put any more of that garbage and junk and nonsense in my head. And I took over, I took the responsibility, and I reprogrammed my system. And that's what each and every single one of us start to do. I think that's about enough for right now, Paul. Let me give it back over to you.
Melvin, thank you very much. Just wow. I love your story, and I love how you recognize that you had the ability within you to change that programming and do exactly what you just said, which is does not compute. You thank you, want more. And that's what we have to do, folks. And real quick, just right along with that, you know, one of the ways you kind of have to have a basic understanding of how the mind works in order to really start to believe the truthfulness of some of this stuff we're talking about. And one of the things that I've learned that I want to share with everyone real quick, and then I want to bring Bill on, is that the mind, there's a piece in the mind called the reticular formation. You don't have to remember the name of it. You just have to remember that there's a little device in our brains that acts as a filtering device automatically. It acts as a filtering device. And what happens is when we have an idea or something where we have in our mind, the filtering device will filter out all the information that's not relevant to that, and it will allow in the information that is relevant to that. And just a real quick, a simple example of how this works is when I first bought a green Honda Civic. And before I bought this Honda Civic, I never, ever saw green Honda Civics in my hometown. After I bought the Honda Civic, would you believe it? I saw those cars everywhere. It was like everywhere. Oh, my gosh, there's another one. Every day I was seeing a new Honda Civic. Well, is it because those Honda Civics weren't there before? No, it was because my reticular formation was activated to look for that. And so when Melvin talks about these beliefs that he started to have, Melvin is fantastic, Melvin is unique, Melvin is handsome, Melvin can do anything, he put those ideas in his mind and he activated that reticular formation. And what starts happening is your mind will allow ideas and supporting information that are in alignment with those ideas to come in and give you support to that idea and turn that idea into a belief. So in the beginning, when you say to yourself, I can do anything, you might not have legs to support that table. You know, Anthony Robbins talks about how an idea is like a tabletop with no legs to it. And when you first have that idea, there's no support under it. But when you have that idea and you start to look for supporting references, or your reticular formation starts to allow information in that supports that idea, what happens is you start to put a table under it. You know, Melvin says, "I'm a handsome guy," and he's paying attention to that, and then somewhere along the line, someone says, "You know, Melvin, you're a handsome guy." Boom, a leg to go under that table. And then it happens again and again and again, and then pretty soon that becomes a rock-solid belief that nobody can argue with. So that's just one little piece of how the mind works that we should all, you know, realize. An idea, any idea that we have, can be turned into a belief and can really drive us forward and help our lives. Now, Bill, are you on the line with me, sir?
Yes, I am, Paul.
Die Übung dabei machen beim Zuhören,
gell? Let me...
Paul? I'm here. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, we're on mute. Go ahead,
yeah,
sir.
My biggest concern about this whole conversation is that you know, what do we do when we're really caught in a jam, when our back is really against the wall? And boy, mine is right now myself. And I'm listening to Melvin, and I'm listening to you, and I'm hinting that there's not the great emotional attachment to some of the things. I mean, Melvin certainly did, and you do about your story. But then when the words come out and what you're speaking about, I can appreciate everything you're saying, but then how do I apply that to my life? And my programming, I have had some of the worst programming that you can have, but I grew up with the greatest of ease. You know, I had a father that made a lot of money and four kids. I was the youngest of four, and we grew up in a spectacular home on a spectacular property. And I literally had 17 years, probably of the best years of my life as far as living. As far as living, everybody used to make fun of me. Everybody used to make fun of all of us. But what people didn't know about is what was going on inside that home, like what you talked about, Paul. My father was also an alcoholic. He was a very successful, famous stockbroker, but he drank to hide his inner feelings, and he did some terrible things to me, to all of us kids, but mostly his two young boys, my brother and myself. He used to come in every night and take out on me all his problems by telling me that I'd never amount to anything, that I was a waste of his time, that I drove him to drink. And that was terrible growing up with that. And it was a very difficult situation. A lot of other things happened that I won't go into on this call, but it was a tough childhood. I was whipped. I was beaten. All kinds of things. But he was the greatest dad when he was sober. And so, I mean, the programming was terrible. I tried to understand it when I was younger, but how much can a kid understand these things? And then when I got older, I knew all I wanted to do was get out of that house. And then I had to figure out how was I going to perform to live the kind of life that I'd become accustomed to as a kid. And so I tried everything under the gun. I became a stockbroker, tried to follow in my dad's shoes. I didn't like that. I didn't like the martini lunches and being myself buzzed and drunk by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I decided to start my own company. When I got married, I started a modeling agency on Fifth Avenue. It was successful, not tremendously successful, but it was very successful. And but then I left that, and I started another business after that. A few years later, I started a janitorial company, and then eventually a publishing company. And my janitorial company was my biggest concern because I had over 750 employed and 55 vans on the road in just less than 2 years' time. So that was a huge success for me, but still, all at the same time, you know, I built these things up, and then they got too big for me, and I had to sell them off. And so all I can say is where I'm at now, I've got a lot of physical ailments. Unfortunately, when I was born with a syndrome that just doesn't happen to more than 1 out of 1,000 babies. And it's something I have to live with, and it causes physical ailments as you get older in life. And I have all these physical health problems, the things that I'm doing every single day working to get over these health challenges. And as soon as I get over one, then another one pops up. So challenge after challenge after challenge. And I say all the time, the greatest equalizer to a great attitude is pain, physical pain, not to mention the assault that happened in 1996. I was randomly assaulted by a gang in Kissimmee, Florida. So, you know, recovery from that and then all these other challenges I face, it's difficult. You know, and I think about these people that have a problem picking up the phone and calling and talking to one person and how difficult that is. I know what that's like. But, you know, you've got to – what happens when your back is against the wall? What happens? What do? You search for answers. You search for anything that will help you. And that's why people are on this call. That's why I'm on this call. I'm no different than anybody else. Just because I've had a little success in my life, that's all. That's the only reason why I'm on this call and talking. I mean, I'm just like everybody else here, but I'm also just as beautiful and just as kind and just as loving and just as giving as anybody else on this call. You know, I posted on my Facebook wall yesterday an excerpt from Joel Osteen, and he talks about self-confidence. and how you should walk tall, hold your head high, shake people's hands with a firm handshake, look them straight in the eye, because you know what? They're God's child also, and they're just as beautiful, just as powerful as you are, as you are. And I could break down talking about that, because that is who each and every one of us is. We are just as good as everybody else, and we don't give ourselves enough credit. We don't. We're all energy sources. We're all beautiful energy sources. Stop judging people by their skin color, their creed, their race, what have you. Stop it. We're all beautiful energy sources, just as awesome, just as beautiful, just as loving, just as giving. And so getting intimidated by other people, lack of belief in yourself, believe in yourself, believe who you are, believe that you have the right to do anything and everything that you want to do. We all have that, and I have to use that. My back's up against the wall right now. I've got some challenges I'm facing that I have to take care of, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. So I'm reaching to the stars and asking for help and strength to get through these next days. And that's what we all have to do when our back is up against the wall. We search for answers. That's why we're on this call. So, Paul, I hand it back over to you. But listen to Joel Osteen. Go to my Facebook page. Listen to that. I mean, it's 20 minutes. It's beautiful. It's about self-confidence. And we all have that ability. I don't care if you're 72, 52, or 32, the ages of us three speakers on this call today, which is kind of cool. So I guess two is the constant number there. All right, Paul, it's all yours.
Thank you very much, Bill. Great, great thoughts there. Great emotion. You know, I think that the bottom line to this whole call we're having today is if we can realize that we all are programmable creatures, and that we have these programmings running in our subconscious mind that are you know, bringing us happiness or misery, health or wealth. I mean, all these things are running in our subconscious mind. We understand that we have bad programming, and we understand the great truth that we have the ability to choose and to change our programming. The next question is, well, how do you change the programming? And I wanted to share some thoughts on the best way that I know how to change my programming. Is I've been working on changing my programming and moving forward and striving to help other people change their programming. Number one, it starts with thought. Okay, it does start with thought. You have to decide what thoughts you're going to have in your mind. What programming do you want to have in your mind? You have to realize that an idea repeated again and again will eventually be accepted as the truth. It really will. You know, I was on the internet here a few weeks ago, and I was watching some stuff on, you know, mind control and some of the things the CIA has done. And one of the ideas that they said there was that repetition is the most basic form of mind control. Repeating something over and over and over will cause people to believe it. So again, repeat an idea over and over and over. Why do we say on this call every day, repeat the self-confidence formula once, twice, three times? It's because repeating it again and again and again, it will eventually be accepted as a truth. So why do we say to yourself, first, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action. You say that over and over, you start to believe in yourself, you know, and you do as Melvin talks about and Bill talks about, and believe these things. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am unique. You know, an idea repeated again and again will eventually be accepted as truth. So what ideas do you want to have in your life as truth? What ideas do you want to have about yourself? What kind of belief do you want to have about yourself? That's what we have to realize. That's what we have to write down, and that's what we have to say to ourselves again and again and again every day. It's one of the most basic ways of changing your programming, repeating an idea over and over and over. The subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between a real and imagined experience. Another truth that I learned in the book called Psycho-Cybernetics. So when you're repeating these ideas over and over, if you can close your eyes, if you can visualize a little bit, if you can see yourself, if you can mix a little emotion with it, it will make those ideas embedded deeper and more powerful. And finally, I want to share this with everybody. Jim Rohn said, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. Okay, so as powerful as this stuff is that we talk about every day, as powerful as the mind is, as powerful as repeating these ideas over and over and believing them is, because it all starts in the thought, right? That's where it starts. We talk about this every day. Want to bring it back to the formula that I shared on the beginning of the call. Mindset plus skill set plus consistent and sustained action equals results. Again, affirmation without discipline is the beginning of delusion. So we have to have the affirmation. We have to change our programming. But here's also how we compound the changing of that program. It's like a little snowball that starts at the top of a mountain. It's this little tiny snowball. As that snowball starts to roll down that mountain and gain speed, it starts to gain mass and it starts to add more snow to where pretty soon it's this big, huge, you know, boulder-like thing rolling down a hill. And that's what can happen for our mindset, for our belief in ourselves, if we combine these three things. One is the mindset. We focus on our thoughts. We reject the things that aren't in alignment with where we want to be in the belief system that we want to have. Like Melvin says, does not compute, does not compute. And then the things you see, you hear that do compute, thank you, want more. You know, you do that. You have that mindset. You have that conscious awareness of controlling your thoughts, but while you're doing that, you've got to gain some additional skills, right? Gain a new skill. For us in network marketing, learn some word tracks, learn some things to say on the phone when you're talking to people. And guess what happens when you add a new skill, when you increase value to yourself a little bit? Your belief in yourself increases because you're adding a skill. And then what do you do as you're adding the skill? You take consistent and sustained action, okay? It can't just be sporadic action. It can't just be you take action today and then you take action again maybe a month from now. Every day you've got to take action. And what's going to happen is you're taking that consistent and sustained action and you're applying those skill sets is you're going to start to recognize things are happening. You're going to start to recognize that you're improving on the phone. You're going to start to recognize that you're getting results, like maybe you sponsor somebody into the business. And what happens when you sponsor somebody in the business? It is a reference point. It's a nail in the coffin, so to speak, of everything that you're telling yourself on a daily basis, which is, I am powerful. I can improve my skills. I am improving my skills. I am taking action. All these things you're telling yourself on a daily basis have to be combined with this increasing of your skill set and taking action. Taking action, okay? So mindset plus skill set plus consistent and sustained action equals results. And my friends, I promise you it turns into this snowball that's just rolling down the hill and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It just is like this fire that keeps feeding itself and you get more powerful and more powerful and you're able to help more and more and more people. It's this beautiful thing that we call personal development and growth and change and becoming a positive force in the world. So very powerful formula here. Mindset plus skill set plus consistent and sustained action equals results. Yes, sir.
Well, I just want to say you've got to want it bad, though. I mean, you know, here this is what we're talking about yesterday between the three of us. You've got to want it bad, really bad. I mean, you've got to want to really change your life. You can't just, humdrum, dum-dum, and just kind of going along and getting on the call and whatnot. You've really got to want it bad. And you've got to do the things that this book is talking about. I mean, Paul has literally taken this book detail by detail by detail and is performing every action of this book. How many of us on this call can honestly say that we are doing exactly those details? I mean, that's what you have to ask yourself. What am I doing to better myself? What am I doing to change my life? And if if auto suggestion,
Bill,
you can appreciate auto, can, let me finish this. If you can appreciate that auto suggestion can work, then use auto suggestion to change your programming. That's what Paul's talking about here. I thought I heard Melvin.
Yeah, you did. Because I wanted to just jump on what you're saying is so true. And when you use the word honestly, here's something that is so vitally important. So vitally important. In this country we live in, and throughout the world, but in this country we live in, we live a lie. We lie to each other. We play games. We're not true to ourselves. And we're not true to other people. And so we perpetuate this game. There's no way that we can take ourselves forward playing this game and lying to ourselves. One of the most powerful things a person can possibly do is to thine own self be true. If you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to anybody else. And then added on to that, and believe me, I'm not getting religious or anything here, but know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You've got to know the truth. And when you face the truth and take responsibility, like Paul is saying, all of this will start emerging. All of this will start happening. All of this will start taking place. I've got to know the truth. If you're calling yourself dumb and stupid, that's not the truth. You can't even help yourself thinking that way because it's not the truth. You've bought into a false there. And so it's knowing the truth. It's knowing that it's knowing these principles. It's knowing these laws. These laws and these principles and this energy that you speak of, this is here for everyone. No one has a claim on it. You can use it either for or against yourself. Bill, what you were just saying about the people on the call, you know, getting on this call means nothing. Going to church means nothing. Reading the Bible means nothing. None of those things mean anything if you don't take this stuff and to use it. Then you're once again, you're just faking it. And you hear the saying, fake it till you make it. No, because we get into that little trick bag and we're constantly faking it. We're constantly pretending. We're constantly acting. We've got to cut out all of the pretense, all the acting. We've got to become real. And it's becoming real and becoming true to ourselves that all of this will start happening and taking place with you. And believe me, you know, I love what you had to say there, Bill, about, you know, how you grew up and the financial situation. And everybody on here knew and heard about Elvis Presley, and all of you knew and heard about Michael Jackson. Listen, with all their fame and good looks and fortune and everything else, even they did not have a good, solid foundation on who they were, or they wouldn't. Neither one of them would have ended up the way they did. That's how vital this is. So all this fakery success, the big car I drive, the nice home I live in, and I'm vice president of this, all of that means nothing either without this foundation. This is the most precious thing that you can possibly have. It's worth paying the price. It's worth getting. It's worth having. And ask questions. Here's three things that can help everybody get this. Seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall open, ask and you shall receive. We need to get on with doing that. And you can't help but get it if you go on and start doing those things.
Melvin, I want to interrupt you for a second, if I may. I really believe, though, that what we're doing here with Think and Grow Rich and following the auto suggestions, because for me now, and, okay, maybe I'm different from everybody else in this sense, but I don't think so. I think programming, since that's what we're talking about here, plays such a huge role in all our lives that the auto-programming, auto-suggestion that I've been using through, thanks to Paul Hutchings, through Think and Grow Rich, has really been helping me. Even though my back is up against the wall right now and I've got some health challenges, I've got some financial challenges, yeah, believe it or not, I do, because I spent too much money on other things in the past. So I'm in a situation right now, and those auto-suggestions, affirmations that I listen to in the morning, affirmations I listen to at night, sometimes I listen to them during the day over and over again, and that is really helping to spawn, if you will, for lack of a better word, spawn new ideas in my head and create new ideas and better ideas and thoughtful ideas and helpful ideas on how to go about, you know, getting through this situation, this temporary setback, this challenge.
Well, what you're saying is 100% true. You're right. It's going to do that because one of the things that let's say you're loaded with all of this negativity and all of this garbage, and you're starting to pour in the positive things that you're saying right now. Well, you're negative, but you're pouring in these positives. And they're not really having the effect that they should have just yet, but you keep pouring it in, and you keep pouring it in, and little by little, it's becoming less negative and more positive, and you keep pouring it in, and you keep pouring it in, and it's starting to take over. Eventually, it's going to take over, and you're more positive than you are negative, and then you keep doing that, and then the negative is gone altogether. So what you're saying is true. It's exactly the way you have to do it.
Let me throw one thought out here, and then let's open up the lines, guys. To kind of just tie, I think, what Melvin and Bill, their last few comments, you know, Melvin talked about seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, ask and you shall receive. Here's a good question that that we all should be asking ourselves. This is a question that people have asked themselves for thousands of years. And I don't have all the answers, but I'll tell you that here is one good question we should all ask ourselves. What is truth? What is the truth? And as Melvin talked about, he gave you some hints. When you say to yourself, I'm stupid, I'm not good enough, nobody's going to listen to me, nobody's going to like me, is that the truth? It's not the truth. So what you need to do is look for the truth, and when you find the truth, as going back to what Bill was saying, you've got to program it into your mind. Because if the truth comes, you know, you recognize a little piece of truth and then you do nothing about it and you leave all that old programming that's out of harmony with the truth, it's not going to do you any good. And one of, you know, my mission I've shared with people on the line, to inspire and empower the willing to lives of faith, action, planning, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution. How? Through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of the truth. For me, the truth is supreme. And when you're looking for the truth, one of the things that we all have to understand and realize that we may have to sacrifice some of our beliefs that are out of harmony with the truth. If the truth is supreme, if you really value the truth, if you really want to know the truth, I'm telling you, we all have beliefs that are out of harmony with the truth. So great thoughts, just an incredible call today. Let's open up the lines if you guys don't mind. Would love to hear on the line. And *6 to unmute your lines. Any questions, any comments, anything you want to ask Melvin, Bill, myself, each other. And keep in mind, this is a safe place, you guys. If you're out there thinking to yourself, I'd like to say something, but I'm a little nervous, I'm a little scared, just break out of your shell and come out and talk. This is a safe place. Nobody's going to make fun of you. Everyone's going to love you. We're going to support you. So do not be afraid to come on the line.
Please.
*6 to unmute your line.
Hi, this is Sheila Ann. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your name?
Sheila Ann from Maine.
Hi, Sheila Ann. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. I really enjoy your calls. Also, I just want to thank Bill and Marvin for being so authentic on the call. I was in tears because I was actually just talking to my son this morning. He's 10 years old, about life and people and how we're all important. And he keeps coming to me and saying, well, this person has this and this person has that. And I said, I don't know, it came from somewhere, but I said, well, you know, Will, even though his father's an anesthesiologist and they have a lot of money, he could grow up, become an alcoholic, and land in the gutter. And you should have seen my son's face. He goes, what? How could he do that? I said, Dominic, you really just don't know where you're going to be in life. So it's my responsibility to bring you up and teach you the best way I know how so that you can exceed and excel in life. And, you know, just listening to these calls, it's really helped me to be a better mother and to change my attitude and my mindset so that he can become a productive young man. But also, you know, Bill and Marvin, I mean, it's awesome just to hear your stories because there's so many people that think, you know, oh, this man's wealthy and this man has this and that. But when you hear, like, the truth of how it all is and how you guys have excelled and overcome these obstacles and you're still going through obstacles, we do every day. But it's your mindset that helps you and, you know, your faith in God because, you know, God did make every single one of us and we all have a chance. And we can't define ourselves from our past. I mean, we learn from it and we can also help other people. Like you both men helped me to realize, yeah, I've had a, you know, an upbringing and it wasn't the greatest. And maybe, you know, at 52 years old, I'm still not where I want to be, but I know I'm here for a purpose and I'm still searching and I'm going to find it. And I just want to tell you that all of you guys are, you just really inspired me. And I just can't say enough. And I really appreciate you all.
Thank you, Sheila Ann. We appreciate you. Those are wonderful comments. Just, wow, just really powerful. Thank you very much.
Just want to say thank you, too. That really means a lot to me, and I know it does to Melvin. His name is Melvin, Sheila Ann, not Marvin. No, that's all right. I just wanted to let you know, Melvin, and you almost brought me to tears just now. I love children, and I'm glad that things have been said here to help you grow that child the proper way because there's no greater gift than our children, that's for sure.
And Sheila Ann, you reminded me real quick, for anyone else, anyone that has kids, you know, we need to understand how powerful our role is in programming those children. And one of the things that, as I've started to understand these things that my wife and I have started to do, is we'll say to our little boys, Camden, do you love yourself? And he'll sit there and think about it. Yeah, well, okay, great. Why do you love yourself? And then we'll have them each tell us things that are good about themselves. I mean, how powerful is that? It's just amazing. So appreciate that, Sheila Ann. Anyone else out there? Star 6.
Yes, good morning. This is Marley from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Good morning.
Yes, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You're doing tremendous service for everyone who's open and hopefully this call is going to be, or I know it is being recorded, but hopefully it also can be accessed yet, hopefully through your website instead of just until tomorrow morning, because I find it just so powerful. It is really the true foundation for who we really are as human beings. And of course, well, you can hear by my accent, I grew up in post-war Germany as refugees. So I've seen a lot of difficult times too at that time. I've also been very, very grateful to, well, I think I probably can say her name, Mary Kay Ash. I found that company back in 76. I was with them for 24 years, and I totally changed my mind. And whether it's this book, Napoleon Hill's book, and Cybernetics, all of that, it just really blasted open my mind, my heart. I actually also found my faith through that because it had such a strong spiritual foundation. But I didn't even think in terms of this incredible, what I consider the greatest gift God can provide for us, 124 nature burst and boost. And then all you wonderful people really also creating such an incredible foundation for what, you know, our whole world is really about, for people in general, and that is that we are here to help each other, support each other. We are all one. We are all children of God, and we deserve, and He wants the very best for us. And you're actually providing that in such an incredible, beautiful format. what I want to point out, that has been my quest over all those years, also Mary Kay. Why do some people, but then sometimes within a short time, become so super successful, and others that I consider to be so incredibly, also very capable, beautiful, wonderful speakers, consistent and working really hard, and they still somehow didn't make it. And I realized, of course, as you have, that it is truly our belief system. It's not what we want from our mind, but what has been our innate programming our whole life. And how can we best access this belief system in order to change, but to change also hopefully more quickly? I'm very grateful for having, so to speak, become the person, and obviously we continue growing over the years. And I wouldn't want to be that person anymore, the critical and judgmental person that I used to be many years ago. I truly just have learned to love everyone. And as you keep pointing out, it starts with us. We need to learn to accept and love ourselves first in order to be genuinely loving everybody else. And one of the greatest, another great gift and tool for self-help has been EFT. And I know I haven't heard that mentioned before, but it is the most incredible, wonderful, and fastest way for us to change a belief. And it is really the, you know, tapping the meridian points. There's tremendous information out there. It's all free of charge that people can basically teach themselves. I've learned that, you know, over 11, 12 years ago. And I'm also offering to actually do these, these EFT sessions also over conference call that we can tap together. Because I find by just doing the affirmations, look in the mirror, I've done all of that in the past, it has helped. But for some of them, and it has just taken a long, long time, or would take years. And here, it can be life-changing, literally life-changing, sometimes within hours, within a few days or weeks, of just really bypassing the brain and accessing our belief system on a really deeper level in order to create also the kind of beliefs we have about ourselves, about everybody else. This is really quite powerful. One really also exciting book, and I just happened to come across that again, that I picked up over 20 years ago by John Diamond, a psychiatrist, and it says, "Your body doesn't lie. A new simple test measures impacts upon your life energy." And of course, this way it is wonderful. The way I also incorporate that with our two sons when they grew up and they were just fighting a lot. And they learned from our chiropractor who used, which is based on BK, behavioral kinesiology. And again, it's just a powerful way for us to really understand how our beliefs and thoughts impact not just our own well-being and health and strength, but also somebody else's. So it has really helped me to teach my sons, with the help of the chiropractor, to show them how weak they become if they just hold one negative thought in their mind, whether it's about the brother or somebody else, how weakened that is to the whole system of that person. So which goes right along with what was discovered then is TFT, thought field energy. And then from that EFT, emotional freedom technique. So I just wanted to share that with you. If any of you are familiar with that, I've decided to incorporate that again because I figured, well, I feel really so terrific and grateful and blessed for many years now. I have a wonderful husband and great family. And I just feel so blessed. I just want everybody to be happy. And I just thought, this is so easy, 124. Anybody can do it. And now recognizing after a few months and also then being able to tie in with you and understand and learn from you what you're doing, that really the majority of people that I talk to and also just left the products, that they still have a lot of those fears that they need to overcome and whatever negative programming that needs to be overcome. And it is also part of our duty then as leaders to share that with them. And not to, which I thought, well, this is so easy. Nobody really needs to do anything else except to just tell someone, right? So that has been quite an eye-opener to see how many people either have become so disillusioned and just can't believe that something special and unique and good can be offered by a very, you know, by a special person like Mark Seaforth. To really provide, freedom.
I apologize. Let me jump in here real quick. We do have a lot of people from many different companies on the line. One of the things that we want to try to do is not really mention specific companies or products, things of that nature. So no big deal.
You're right.
Really appreciate those comments and those.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Melvin.
The young lady that's speaking now, and I do say young, and I could care less what her age may be, because as long as you think that way, you're young. And both of these ladies, they're just both fantastic. And it looks like you got a lot of teachers on this call here. You might have to make this call longer. I mean, there's a lot of good wisdom and knowledge and information out there.
Absolutely, and I would definitely go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say I wanted to thank everybody for their insights. I loved it today. Melvin, you're awesome. The lady from New Mexico, Sheila Ann from Maine, Paul. I have to leave. I have a doctor's appointment. I'll just say this. This is also on my Facebook site. I know Sheila Ann has looked this up and actually transferred it to her site. I do the thing I fear, and the death of fear is certain. I say this every day. I act enthusiastic, and I become enthusiastic. I form the habit
That's
of
right.
doing the things that failures will not do. I'm not judged by the number of times I fail, but by the number of times I succeed. And the number of times I succeed is in direct proportion to the number of times I can fail and keep on trying. So I leave you with
that.
I love you all. I've got to run. Take care. Have a beautiful day. And thanks for having me on this call, Paul. Love you, man.
Bill, thank you.
Yeah, Bill, thank you.
Melvin,
thank
you. Everyone on the line. We are just coming up on an hour, and we definitely don't want to keep everyone all day here. I know there's lots of other people that have great things to share, and we'll definitely come back tomorrow and hear from more people on the line. For now, if you have things you want to share, you weren't able to come on, we have a Facebook page. Go to Facebook and type in We Are Think and Grow Rich. That'll take you to the page. You can share anything you want to share. You can interact with everybody on the call. And I'm just excited to be learning and growing with each of you. Thanks for being on the line. Make it a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Love you guys.